Hello.
Hello, my name is Adriana with the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person that requested a call back?
Yes, Easter Howell.
I need advice that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I assist you today?
I was calling. I wanted to confirm where my direct deposit went. It showed that it was issued today, but it did not go in my bank, and my bank does not hold direct deposit. So I wasn't sure if she put my bank information correct or what. I just want to make sure everything is correct because it's not in my account and it's not pending.
Okay. Well, for security purposes, we're not able to see exactly what we have on file, but we can re-enter the information again to make sure that we have it correct.
Okay, that's fine.
And may I start with your social security number, please?
422-413-997.
And thank you for providing this information.
Mm-hmm.
And for security purposes, may I have it to verify your mother made a last name?
Howell.
And may I also have it to verify your driver license or state ID number, please?
0-5805-2842.
Okay. And thank you for providing this information. And may I start with the routing number, please?
Let me pull that up now. Hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, it is my route number is 124-303-201.
And may I have the account number, please?
Yes, hold on. Could you repeat that? I mean, because I don't understand. You must put it in wrong because I don't have it in my account.
For security purposes, I'm not able to repeat it back to you, but if you'd like to repeat it back to me, I can double check to make sure I have that
Okay.
correct.
Yes, ma'am. 124-303-201.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. That is what I have here.
Okay. And the account number is 405-208-13. I'm gonna repeat it again. I have
Yes, ma'am.
405-208-13.
Yes, ma'am. And this is a checking account or a savings account?
It's a checking, excuse me, a checking account.
Okay. And thank you for providing this information. So I've got
Okay.
that updated for you. If there was anything wrong with the last deposit that was entered in by the last agent that you spoke to, then the funds will return back to us and we will reissue it out to this new direct deposit that you provided today here with me.
Okay, excuse me. So, since you said it was issued, I know like, because this will be my first payout. So I was just trying to see, once it's issued, do I have to wait up? Because it said I had to wait up to 48 hours before it was issued. Do I still have to wait, or should it be in my bank once you say it's issued?
You still have to wait the 48 hours.
Oh, okay, so even when it's issued, I still have to wait 48 hours, even though it's that issued on my account.
Yes, sometimes it does that. So, if nothing is posted within the 48 hours, then just allow it for it to come back to us, and then we'll reissue it out to the correct direct deposit that we have here now. If there is anything wrong with the last one.
Oh, okay. Because I was just confused because it said issues. So I thought maybe that it was saying that it's in my bank account. But then it wasn't there, so I didn't know I had to wait. And what day does it usually pay out? Is it like a certain, maybe Thursday?
It's usually Tuesdays and sometimes Thursdays if Tuesday is a state holiday.
Oh, okay. And it's usually like the morning time, maybe?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how long does it usually take to return if it's incorrect?
Within that 48 hours. So if there is
Okay.
anything wrong within those 48 hours, it will return back to us and then we'll issue it out again.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you so much. Have a great
Yes, sir.
day.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. Have a wonderful day.
You too.